Am I right? And look at, they're taking two rows. Praise the name of Jesus. And Paula, praise the name of Jesus. I met Paula then too. There's Ben. Amen. Now Ben sings in the church. It's just so nice to see. Look at all these people. It's just lovely. Anyhow, I know. It's just great because God is moving in our community, and that's what we need. Good morning. My name is Juanita. You can call me Nita if you want. If you can't remember, just go, I need to know her name, and you got it right. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this weather, no matter what it's like, Father, because we're alive today to enjoy it. And other people don't have water. Other people don't have coolness, Father. But we have it all, Lord. But right now, Father, I ask that your Holy Spirit reign within this room, Father. Touch the hearts, Father, that are here. May the ears that are here hear. And may it penetrate into the heart. And may your blood be pumped out of the hearts, Father. I just thank you so much for growth, for your love through the Holy Spirit. Please, Lord, work in our lives today. In Jesus' name, amen. Has anybody ever been here? I think it's called Glacier National Park. Ginger, isn't this the most amazing place? It's just so amazing. I was in this canyon, literally, in this canyon, and some man was running, screaming and yelling, get shelter, run, run, you know, and we couldn't understand why, and you can barely see up the sky, you just see a little bit of blue, and all of a sudden, here came the clouds rushing in, and thunderstorm, like you wouldn't believe, just out of the blue sky came thunderstorms. And that lightning hit the canyon and bounced over to this side of the canyon and bounced back over here. And people were screaming and running because you have to be really careful because when it rains, even if it rains lightly, all the water comes from the tops of the mountains and goes into these alleys. And I don't know what you call it. I forget. It crushes everybody and brings all the timber down and everything up the mountain. So anyhow, everybody was running for their life, and I was frozen solid. But I just had to share that with you as you look at this picture and know where this picture is from. It's really beautiful. You hike up a river, and the people leave sticks, long sticks, so that you can hike through the water, and sometimes you have to go neck deep. Well, for me, it was neck deep, and hike through the river, and it's just a great time. So, Glacier National Park, that's like in Montana area. Anyhow, I was really praying hard about what I should share with you, and it's a lot of confusion. The reason why I chose Isaiah 54:17 is because Isaiah 54:17 starts off with, "No evil that tries to come against me can prosper." I grew up as a Christian with that verse. I grew up with that, and I knew nothing else. Somebody said that's what it said, because at the time I didn't know how to read. And I stood on that all my Christian life. No evil that tries to come against me can prosper. When I was attacked, I said, no evil that tries to come against me can prosper. Our church needs to stand on Isaiah 54:17. The rest of the verse, paraphrasing it, says, no evil that tries to come against me can prosper, and any tongue that comes against me will be judged by God himself. Why? Because we are heirs to the kingdom of God. We are heirs to the kingdom of God. You need to know what heirs means. Because if you don't know what heirs means, you don't know who you are. Did you hear that? Who are you? Then why are you walking around with your head down Why are you receiving less when you are part of the kingdom of God? Now, what I'm going to share with you today is simple, and you're going to say, well, I'm not married, or oh, I don't have a husband, or I don't have a wife, and oh, I'm never going to have a husband, or I'm never going to have a wife, or oh, I've been married for so long that it doesn't matter. It's not talking. I'm not talking about marriage, per se. What I'm going to be talking about is, excuse me, I ate buttered popcorn last night, and the butter is stuck in my throat. And it won't go away, so I think it'll be the last time I eat butter, because I normally don't eat butter. So pardon me. I'm going to be talking about today is relationships. And when I say, if you look at the title is leadership, successful leadership. And I'm not talking about having a successful marriage. I'm not talking about being successful in your album. I'm not talking about successful in marriage or in school. I'm talking about, what are we supposed to be doing on this earth? Why are we here? Why are you here right now? You've come here to share the word of God, right? But why? Why are you here? Why do we exist? Why do we call ourselves Christians? Come on, I want to hear some answers. Pardon? To glow for Jesus? Why do you need to glow for Jesus? Jesus, he said he's the light. What? Anybody else? Because we love him? Because he first loved us? Why do we exist? We're here to finish a job for Jesus Christ, aren't we? Look at Ella. She comes up to this frozen, wet country so that she can help us grow. Right? We got to get out there and preach the gospel. If you don't realize it, each of us have a job. That job is to preach the gospel. Whether or not it's cooking for the homeless. Amen? Whether it's being a nurse and taking care of someone. Right? Whether it's cleaning their carpet, right? They see that. They see the light of God within us. I'm still trying to figure out what I'm supposed to do. But I want to share with you. So I wanted to lay the foundation of Isaiah 54:17 because it has nothing to do with what I want to share with you. Except that no evil that tries to come against you can prosper. I told my husband, I said, yeah, the verse has nothing to do with it, the title. And he goes, yeah, I noticed that. Because see, when you put me up here, I never go by the rules. You know, Southern Adventist University, they teach you a specific way to preach the gospel. You do it this way, or you're going to get an F. They loved my husband so much, they passed me. So, and he'll say, that's not true. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, please. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Yeah, okay. I can hear the pages turning because you guys love the word of God. Amen? Amen. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living being. Amen? Woo! That's a miracle. Who can believe something like that? If you went out on the street right now and said, oh yeah, God grabbed some mud, spit on it, and was like dough and formed. The word is what? The word form in Hebrew is yatsar. Yatsar. Say Yatsar. Come on, guys. Yatsar. Yatsar. Y-A-T-S-A-R. Am I saying it right, honey? That means formed. God took this clay and he formed Adam. Isn't that interesting? He formed Adam. And then he went, and he breathed in this clay. And there was life. The Holy Spirit inspired man to write it. Amen? Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. He formed, he yetzler, yetzar, I can't say it very good, yetzar. He formed man. Amen? Now, hold that thought in your mind. He formed man, okay? And then go over to verse 18. Skip down and go over to 18, and it says, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him." It is not good for man to be alone. Okay, what I'm talking to you now is I'm not talking to you about a husband and a wife or a man and a woman. I'm talking about Christians, male and female, all right? So if you can keep that in the back of your mind when I'm sharing this, all right? So God formed man. He yatsar, man. He took and made dough and he formed him, okay? And then he said, oh my, after he made everything else in the universe, he says, he needs a helper. He needs somebody to be by his side. Amen? And so that is down there in verse 18. And so, yetzer means helper. Oh, thank you, gosh, thank you. Oh, you know, the Bible talks about you in the Bible. The Bible talks about you specifically. He says, what? About a cup of water? Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Okay. Now, I got to think here. Got to find my way back. Genesis 2:22 says, remember, he took the rib, then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man. Oh, go tell them on the street that too. They'll really believe you, right? Come on, when you think about it and you read the Bible and you're in reality, who is going to believe this stuff? No. But isn't that weird that you guys believe this stuff? It's the Holy Spirit that lives within us. Because why? Because Isaiah 54:17 says we are heirs to the kingdom of God. Amen? If we're heirs to the kingdom of God, we're going to understand his language. We're going to be able to read what's in the Word of God and know that we know exactly what it means. Amen? And so in the verse 22, it says, then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman. And he brought her to man. Okay, that word made, he made into a woman. That word made is banah. Banah. Say it. Banah. Isn't that good? Hebrew's so pretty. It's just so beautiful. He made. Okay, does anybody happen to remember how he formed. What does form in Hebrew? Yatsar. Yes, very good. Yatsar. He formed man. In other words, he took that clay, he spit in the dirt, and he made a clay and he made dough. Amen? How many of you played with, what is that? Play-Doh. That's it. I couldn't think of that to save me. He took that Play-Doh and he made Play-Doh and he formed man. That's what that word Yatsar means. He formed. But when he made woman, he made her. And that word is bana. 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 That word has to do with our word today, meaning architect. He built her. He built her. It's different. He puttied Adam, but then he formed, he made the woman perfect. Yes, she was beautiful. Do you see what I'm getting to? They were two different beings. Two different beings. Why would he do that? He made Adam perfect. Absolutely perfect. Why would he make a creature that is so different? Amen. Okay. Genesis 1:27. Please turn there. Isaiah 1:27. So God created man in his own image. Anybody ever hear that? God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created him. God created people in his own image. If he did that, why did he have male and female? God said, to paraphrase it, he said, I made male and female to represent me. As we go out into the world, are we not the light of the world? Are we supposed to be the light of the world? We're supposed to be the light of the world. We're supposed to go out there. You know, there's been people that have, and I'm not bragging, please me, don't, but has anybody ever come up to you and said, wow, you're just shining so bright? Well, it's not because your makeup's on right or your haircut is really nice. It's God in your heart, the Holy Spirit, that shines brightly out of you. You can't hide the Holy Spirit. You can't hide. It's like you can't touch oil without getting oil all over. The other day, where was I? Little Sarah. Was it with you? I touched honey, I think, or something. And I said, oh, I did it. I didn't get honey on me. And then an hour later, we're in the store, and I've got honey all on the bottom on where my lap was. And I had honey on the steering wheel. I had honey on the doorknob of the car. I had honey on the stick shift. It's just everywhere. You cannot hide the Holy Spirit. If you truly love Christ, amen? And that's what's so beautiful. You don't have to say anything when you go out there in the world. They're going to see the Holy Spirit within you. And that's what's so beautiful about God. Well, that word represents, okay, when we represent God in God's image, that word represent is, how did you do it, honey? It's salam. He said, it was so cute how he said it. He said, how did it go, honey? You said something. It was really cute because I couldn't pronounce it. Salem, Selem. He said, don't tell them, salem them. Whatever it takes to pass that test, right, honey? Salem them. Represent God. In God's image, we represent. Salem. I'm just teaching you some Hebrew here. You're going to go out there and you're going to speak Hebrew to the world, right? Salem. You're going to represent God. And that's so important that we represent God to the most that we can do. And if it just means keeping our mouth shut, if it just means standing there and cooking for them and giving them food or giving them a glass of water, that is the move of the Holy Spirit. God is putting you in positions of this world. I am not going to be able to be in the position where you're going to be. Just not going to be able to do it. I can't do it all. And pastor can't do it all. That's why we have elders and deacons. That's why we have you. Because we're all here to build this fire together and then go out into the world and let those coals burn wherever and build your own fire. Look at this family right here. These two families right here. Oh my word. It's just, there was just two girls here with Louis Torres. Now they have two roles. Two roles. This is what we need to do. This is what our job is. We start in our own home. And then we start moving out. The time is short. We can't just come and play church anymore. We need to preach the gospel. We need to open our doors and our mouths. Amen? So don't tell them, salem them. I thought that was so cute. We used to do some pretty creative studying, Pastor and I, when we were in college, just to get that test done. Let's do some math here. So God created male and female, salem, to represent in God's image. So it took male and female to represent God. Right? Is that what I'm saying? Does anybody understand what I'm saying? One does. That's great. That's, you know, hey, God left the 99 for that one. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. So if you subtract one, all right, you have a male and a female. If you subtract one, does that represent God? Hello? Anybody out there? No? No, because he says, I created them, male and female, in my image. 1:27. So God created man in his own image. When he says that, he said, I created man in his own image of God. He created him. Male and female, he created them. He created both male and female. Even though they are completely different, made completely different, both of them together are the image of God. Isn't that interesting? It's very simple. But see, we miss this. And we need to marinate this during the week and realize what this really means. What does it mean? This is powerful. Because women think that they are superior. Or men might say that women are superior because he sinned. But in all reality, in the beginning, there was no differences. Because, okay, do this. All right, you guys are going to sleep on me. I'm going to have to raise up the tone. I'm going to have to do something baby style to keep you awake. Okay, hear me now. Because I don't like that ear thing because I don't have any ears. And that thing doesn't stay on. Okay. What color makes purple? What? Red and blue. Okay. No offense, honey. If you took a blind man... Oh, wow. Isn't she amazing? This woman is on fire today. I'm going to drink some water to that. Thank you, sis. Thank you. All right. I'm going to come thump some heads so you guys stay awake. Purple is red and blue. Okay. So we have a blind man who's never seen color. Okay? And we're going to say, I want to show you the color purple. Okay? And he'll go, okay. And I show red. Is that representing purple? If I show him blue. If I just show him blue and I say this is a representation of purple.
It's blue, not purple.
And what about red?
It's red, not purple. It takes both.
It's an ingredient, though.
It takes both. Can somebody say it takes both?
It takes both.
It takes both. It takes both. It takes both male and female to be God's image. It takes you and you. It takes male and female to have the image of God. It takes all of us together. You can't subtract one from the other. When Adam and Eve were made and formed, they were made perfect. There was no equality stuff going on. There was not... hierarchy. When God created Adam and Eve, He didn't create her from the bottom of His foot. He created her from His... They were together. And so, but I'm not talking about husband and wife per se. That's another sermon. But what I'm trying to portray to you is that we need each other. Whether it's male or female. And there's many women in this world. This is Women's Prayer Month. And so afterwards, after potluck, we're going to have as many women as we can to join us for a little meeting for about an hour. And that, you know, that's a lie because we're going to have so much fun. But there are many women who think that they don't qualify to do God's work. Now, I don't know where they get that. You know, I have women, oh, I'm too old for that. Oh, yeah, well, I wish you would have told me that when I was sitting in college at 60 years old with all these smart little 20-year-olds. No. See, people try and sneak that one by me. You know, people go, oh, I'm retired now. No, you don't retire with Jesus Christ. You just don't. not until Christ comes to get us. We are ambassadors for Christ. You're an ambassador for Christ. Wherever you go, whatever you do, whatever you say, you represent God Almighty. And if you just say, "Here I am, Lord," and if you say, "No evil that tries to come against me can prosper," and no matter what people say, no matter when people try and talk you out of doing something or saying you aren't qualified or you did this or you did that in your life or no, you're poor or you're homeless or you don't dress good or you don't come from a distinguished 7-generation family of Adventists. No. When God says, "Get up," you say, "Here I am," and lift your hand out to God. Amen? Because you're representing Jesus Christ, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah? Amen. Heavenly Father, we love you so much, and we are so messed up. We don't even know who we are, Lord. We don't even realize that, Lord, you will take care of us. That we don't even know that evil that comes against us cannot prosper. You have to write it down on paper for us, Lord. And Father, I'm the worst of the worst because it says when any tongue that comes against us shall not prosper because you yourself judge us. Because, Lord, my ministry comes to a halt when my fragile little butterfly feelings get hurt. But, Father, help me to realize that the end of that verse says, "Because I am an heir to the kingdom of heaven." Help my brothers and sisters realize that, Lord, we have all of this. That they are heirs to the kingdom of God if they choose you and believe that you died on the cross for their sins. Lord Jesus, let them know how much you love them, that you yourself will be the representation for their lives. That you will represent them, Father God, all the days of their life. And you'll never stop. And you're doing that right now, Father, 24/7. Both the Father and the Son together are praying for each one of you. And all he asks is that you go out and bring forth others into the kingdom of heaven. And that's not much to ask. Put down your fancy degrees. Put down your big fat wallets. Put down your fancy clothes. Put down your toys, your big boats, your fancy cars, your beat up trucks, your beat up cars, your fancy homes. Put them all down because when you're naked, you're naked when you stand before the Lord. Forgive us, Jesus, and help us to realize that we are your image, equal. And it was sin that divided. But Father, there is no division. There is no male or female, Father. You formed Adam and you made, and you made a woman. So Father God, help us to realize that we are all equal and we are all one and we all have a job to do. And we just praise you and give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Bless my brothers and sisters and give them boldness, Father, to go out and preach the gospel, to wake up and stop being so self-centered and thinking about themselves But to go out, Father, there's people out on the streets right now who are wet and cold and don't have anything. Thank you, Jesus, for opening our eyes. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Shall all rise and let us sing our closing song, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus.
Decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The wall behind me, the cross before me, the wall behind me, the cross before me. Cross before me, no turning back, no turning back. The nun go with me, still I will follow. The nun go with me, still I will follow. The nun go with me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. Will you decide now to follow Jesus? Will you decide now to follow Jesus? Will you decide now to follow Jesus? No turning back, no turning back, no turning back, no turning back.
Hallelujah. I've decided to follow Jesus, and I'm doing a lousy job. Oh, you don't live with me, brother. My poor husband does, you know. But I try. I try. We all try. Right? We're putting in effort, and that's all God wants. He believes. He believes in you. He needs you. He cannot do it without you, Thomas. Without you, Ben. He can't do it without you. We have to work together. We have to realize that God loves you. If you've decided to follow Jesus today, raise your hand. I have decided. I see your hand, Ron. I will not stop. I will not stop. I will not stop praying for my daughter. Praise God, she's here. And I feel so much safer that she's here with her. Her name is Kasha with a K, so introduce yourself, say hi to her. But don't touch her head. She got hit by a car. So pray for her because she's in a lot of pain right now, but she still came to church with mom and dad. Amen. If you've decided to follow Jesus, say this prayer with me and mean it with your heart, all right? Heavenly Father, I come to you, Lord, as a sinner. Forgive me, Jesus. I'm acting like Nita.
thinking I'm not worthy. But you died on that cross for me. Because I'm a sinner. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I can't do this, Lord, without you. It gets harder every day. But Father, the tongues that come against me, Lord Jesus, you yourself will judge, because I'm an heir to the kingdom of God. And no evil that tries to come against me can prosper, because I'm an heir to the kingdom of God. So, Father, I'm going to trust in you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you all. Have a blessed week.